This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Paraquat, one of the many pesticides that can't be used in Europe but is sold in the United States and elsewhere, has been linked to Parkinson's disease in a growing body of research and, strangely, is exported from Britain. Obama invoked an obscure provision of a 1953 law, the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, which he said gives him the authority to act unilaterally. While some presidents have used that law to temporarily protect smaller portions of federal waters, Obama's declaration of a permanent drilling ban on portions of the ocean floor from Virginia to Maine and along much of Alaska's coast is breaking new ground. From 2000 to 2006, an average of 6 active shooter incidents took place in the U.S. annually, but in the following most recent 7 years, that number tripled, with one occurring on average every 3 weeks. Managers in Flint, Michigan were charged with 4 crimes, including criminal conspiracy and misconduct in office over tainted water. According to the Treatment Advocacy Center, in 2012, the most recent data year, there were 356,000 inmates with severe mental illness in custody, compared with 35,000 being treated in hospitals. In 44 states, a single jail or prison is home to more mentally ill inmates than the largest state psychiatric hospital. 100 immigrant advocacy organizations have written the president arguing that he is constitutionally empowered to protect some green card holders with minor criminal records by exercising his pardon power before leaving office for as many as 200,000 legal immigrants. A Russian cyber forgery ring created 500,000 fake internet users with bots and 250,000 fake websites to trick advertisers into collectively paying as much as $5 million per day for video ads that are never watched. Department of Education is being sued by the American Bar Association and 4 student lawyers who took jobs determined to be public service employment in order to meet the qualifications for loan forgiveness after 10 years, and then finding that a recent Education Department ruling disqualified the jobs after the fact. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.